This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nah, my whole intent was leaving him in for sixth place, and I was hoping to get a good drive with the first drive and get him out, but he was 2-3 and outs, and that was it.
Jay Gruden on why he didn't give his first string offense more run. I thought he should have thrown him out there for a third drive to get some positive momentum, because they went 3-and-out twice. In the second drive, they're starting with their backs on their own goal line after a punt pinned him inside the 5. And that's not an ideal way to begin a drive. You had a drop. You had a couple of carries that didn't get you any yards. You had a breakdown in pass protection. Offensive line not picking up a blitz. I would have liked to have seen a cleaner operation in a 6-7 play march and then get him off the field around 12, 13 plays for the night. He didn't want to risk it. And on a night where he lost Trent Murphy and potentially Sua Cravens, I don't blame him. Question I'm asking you is, what is your first thought on last night, your opening reaction? This segment's all yours. I'll take your calls, and I'll give you my defensive observations to wrap up the hour at 10:45. Craig Hoffman joins me at 11. He was on the scene last evening for us here on The Fan. Cordell's in D.C. on Grant and Danny. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, Grant?
Chilling.
So I don't want to overreact. So the things that stood out to me are things that I like, repeat things that we've seen over the last couple of years. One being Sua Cravens repeatedly on the injury report. Like you said, he didn't have a tackle. I did see him show up in the frame that one time in the game, and it was on an incomplete pass. I guess that may have been the play where he hyperextended his knee, but this is looking to be a repeat thing with him, and he's very talented. I like him as a player. I do. But the best availability is availability. So that's one thing that stood out to me. Another thing is, which is, it's bad, but it kind of looks good. It's good for me. Cole McCoy stunk. He completely stunk. And every time I call and I say anything about the quarterback situation, I bring up how much I think Cole McCoy is garbage. But for whatever reason, he gives fans hope that he can basically, that we don't need Kirk Cousins and that we can put anybody in that spot to do what Kirk Cousins does, even if it has to be Colt McCoy. Well, really, can we? Because I don't trust Colt McCoy to do anything. And at the way he played last night, there didn't seem to be too much of a gap between him and Nate Sudfeld, honestly.
Well, neither of them look good. Thanks for the call, buddy. Kirk Cousins is a really good starter in the NFL, period. Colt McCoy is not. Anyone who doesn't understand the difference between those two is someone I don't want making decisions for my football team. However, I wouldn't take a ton out of Colt McCoy's struggles last night. Yes, he was not good. Neither was Nate Sudfeld, by the way. He made one throw that impressed me in a half of football. Colt McCoy didn't make any, but he was not operating with NFL-quality wide receivers. He's throwing to guys like Matt Hazel from Coastal Carolina, who's fumbling after a catch. He's throwing to a bunch of players that aren't going to be on the team. Would I have liked for him to look better? Yeah, he should against backups. He has in the past in the preseason. But he knows this offense better than anyone you're going to bring in. And in a pinch, we've seen him play decently. He threw for a lot of yards and had some success against Indianapolis in a shootout as a starter a few years ago. He beat the Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Football as a starter a few years ago in a game in which he was terrible for a half and better in the second half. You're not going to get me to ever have a legitimate conversation where I compare him and Kirk Cousins, because one is viable starting material, the other is Colt McCoy. One is legitimate, the other is Colt McCoy. But I've seen people say to cut him or that he's not better than Sudfeld. I think those things are ridiculous. He's an NFL backup. He's a guy that if you need him to make a start, can run this offense. And last night didn't change that for me. Jay in D.C., you're up.
Get a man, Grant. I love Doug Williams. I love Clint Portis, but yeah, they both can't talk. I love the defense. Phil Taylor was doing some stuff that we've been waiting for a nose tackle to do all year. I thought Nico Marley was just to bring some interest to the team or something like that. But at 6'7", at 5'7", that guy was playing.
Dude, he's a baller. We have a bit behind the scenes here, me and Tommy and Dar, about Nico Marley. Because everyone's just desperate to bring him up because his last name is Marley. But yeah. I actually really liked him last night. He was good.
Yeah, he was. He played really well. Like, I thought, like, for a 6'7", 200-pound guy, he was playing really well. But I'm going to have to disagree with you with the line. I rewatched the game. I looked at Kevin Bullock and Kimes reports after they rewatched the game, and they're all saying that the line played terribly. It was I think you really get steamed up for a lot for really good talent, and I think you just really really want a talented running back. After hearing you all off season, I think you really want that. But I think Rob Kelly is just fine for this team. I think he played really well. The line just was not there.
No, I agree that the line wasn't good last night. I think I opened the show by saying essentially last evening there were no holes. There was nothing to be had. What I'm talking about with Rob Kelly is go back to last season. There were too many games where he wasn't gaining yards that weren't created. Rob Kelly's the best running back on the roster. He should start. Rob Kelly's better than Matt Jones. Rob Kelly's an upgrade right now over Samaje Perine. My point is, on a 1 to 10 scale, you can't always evaluate like who's the best on my roster. Is he a guy that is an impact player at his position? And if you don't have one, you should always be striving to find one. And he's not. He's just okay. So, yeah, he's the best they got. Keep trotting him out there until Perine surpasses him. Last night, they did not run the ball well because of him. He had a total of 3 carries. 1 for 4 yards, and he had 2 total in the game. I'm not blaming him for anything. He's just a guy, is my thought on him. But their offensive line last night was not good, pass pro or in the running game. Their starters, their second, their third group, none of them. Anthony and Fairfax, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Grant, how's it going?
Good.
I was really frustrated with the defense, not so much that they weren't good, but just the lack of discipline and tackling and filling your lanes. I know Trent Murphy had a good run play on the play he got hurt, but for the most part, it's still the same stuff that showed up all the way, going back all the way to Haslett even. It's just there's no discipline. There's no wrapping up. Guys just try to go for big hits instead of filling their lanes and playing the ball. I just didn't like that. And I know it's preseason, but yeah. This is where you establish technique. This is where you make the team based on how you tackle. And I just didn't see a lot of positive progress on that going to Manusky.
Way too many missed tackles last night. Some of them from guys that will be on the roster like Will Blackman. You cannot have open field missed tackles that lead to another 11 and 12 yards at the end of a run. That's unacceptable. And it happened last night. I will worry about that, though, at the end of either the preseason, like the dress rehearsal week 3 or the regular year. I don't expect coming out of a training camp session, a couple of weeks where you can't tackle, that you're going to look great. There's rust that needs to be knocked off. That is one of the things, honestly, the coaches go into a game kind of expecting. Can you clean that up? You don't ever want it, but can you fix that? I think you can. So that's one thing I'm not going to worry as much about. I care about the operation, getting in and out of the huddle. Are people in the right spot? Are you playing your responsibility well? Let me give you a couple of names on defense that I actually really liked last night. The first was Zach Brown. If Zach Brown is spending any time on the sideline rotating with Will Compton or Mason Foster come the fall, I'm going to be furious. That guy is a stud. He has a speed that a Redskins linebacker has not had in a few years. It's like watching Seattle 3 or 4 years ago. They had a toss left on a play that he cleaned up coming across the formation like he was a DB. He can flat out fly. He is a player. He is a way better caliber inside linebacker than we're used to here. I like Will Compton a lot, and I like Mason Foster a lot. And I actually thought Foster played really well last night. If they could have he and Brown on the field together, that would be perfect. The problem is Mason Foster has not been the quarterback of the defense calling cadences out. They did that on a drive early last night. That's Will Compton's role. So he, based on leadership, getting guys in the right spot, being so smart, knowing what plays are coming, kind of adds value to what is a decent player. But Zach Brown's too good to be on the sideline. He's just better. Mason Foster, if he keeps playing that well, is going to have to be on the field as well. They're going to have to get him up to speed as the quarterback of the defense. But the guy I liked the most last night, and it was limited capacity of him, was Zach Brown. I also thought Phil Taylor at nose looked really good. He flashed a few different times to me. That's the best nose tackle on the team right now. He was out of football last year. But remember, he was a former first-round pick who's played with the Browns and the Broncos. 800-636-1067. Your thoughts on last night's preseason opener. Grant and Danny, no Danny on the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.